Number four.
Question number one. I got a haircut yesterday, and Jim did too. Question number two.
Do you know whose umbrella this is?
Question number three. Never before had the professor forgotten to come to class. Question number four.
Okay, Anne, when it's your turn, speak clearly and confidently about your qualifications for the job. But most of all, just relax and be yourself.
Question number five. You wore the red jacket, didn't you? Question number six.
A new budget was announced by the president.
Question number seven. If you'd worked harder, you might have passed. Question number eight. What I'm going to say is rather personal, so let's keep it between the two of us. Question number nine.
Eileen quietly placed the knives and forks on the table for dinner.
Question number ten. That's an outright lie. Question number 11. June has been supporting herself in college. Question number 12.
You can read the sign without your glasses?
Question number 13. She spent the whole day investigating this case. Question number 14.
Just imagine Mr. Shaw playing the trumpet.
Question number 15. The committee members approved the revisions I made. Question number 16.
We meet once a month on a Thursday.
Question number 17.
Liz, who's a doctor, helped to administer the vaccination program.
Question number 18.
I hope I can take a few electives next term.
Question number 19. There's a lot of food for thought in what he had to say. Question number 20.
The concert I heard last night was nothing short of brilliant.